This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government aims to increase the textiles exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said country's textiles and apparels exports registered 7% growth last year. He highlighted that India is the 6th largest textiles and apparels exporter today. The Prime Minister also stated that the government is working on creating skilled talent pool for textile sector.
Farm, fiber, fabric, fashion or foreign ka vision ab Bharat ke liye ek mission banta ja raha hai. Ye mission har kisi ke liye growth ke naye raaste khol raha hai. Aaj hum duniya ke chhote sabse bade textile aur apparels exporter hai. Hamara textile niryat 3 lakh crore rupaye tak pahunch chuka hai. Ab hamara lakshya hai 2030 tak hum ise 9 lakh crore rupaye tak lekar jayenge.
Prime Minister Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country. Mr. Modi said the vision of farm, fiber, fabric, fashion and foreign has become a mission which is expanding areas of growth in India. The Prime Minister stated that earlier, Indians used to wear clothes that other countries suggested, but now India will tell the world what to wear. He informed that in the last 10 years, more than 2,400 big marketing events have been organized to promote handlooms. Mr. Modi also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. Bharat Tex 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14th to 17th. The event brings together the entire textile value chain, from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. Bharat Tex platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. President Draupadi Murmu today said several effective steps have been taken during the last 10 years for the overall development of tribal community. Inaugurating the National Tribal Festival, Adi Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi, President Murmu said the country will become developed only if the tribal societies are uplifted. The president said that the crafts, food, dress and jewellery, medical practices, household equipment and sports of the tribal society are the precious heritage of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted the collaborative spirit of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, and the India-Myanmar Thailand Trilateral Highway, IMTT, in the Indian Ocean region. Addressing the inaugural session of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference at Muscat in Oman, the minister said both projects will be among the key collaborative connectivity initiatives for the region. He asserted that it is vital to ensure that connectivity initiatives in Indian Ocean region are consultative and transparent and not unilateral and opaque. The minister stated that there is a churn at the two ends of the ocean, one being the conflict in West Asia and the other being the tensions and contestations being witnessed in the Indo-Pacific. The railways has given 10 lakh rupees as an ex gratia amount to the next of kin of the 18 persons killed in the mishap occurred at New Delhi railway station last night. Indian Railways said in a statement that 2.5 lakh rupees each were given to the three passengers with grievous injuries. 1 lakh rupees each have been given so far to the 10 injured passengers with simple injuries out of the total 12 people with simple injuries. Railways is in the process of providing financial assistance to the remaining two injured. A total of over 195 lakh rupees have been given so far as an ex gratia amount. The statement said that out of the total 15 injured persons, 11 passengers have been discharged from the hospital after providing proper medical treatment and 4 passengers remain admitted in the hospital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.